From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. More possible terrorist attacks in Egypt. Two Austrians and a Swede who were stabbed in an attack on a hotel in Egypt's Red Sea resort of Hurghada were only slightly wounded and they're in stable condition today. A hospital official who requested anonymity in line with regulations said they suffered shallow wounds. Two suspected militants attacked the three at a hotel in Hurghada late Friday. Security forces shot both attackers, killing one and wounding the other before arresting him. Sami Olofsson from Sweden talked about his injuries lying in his hospital bed.
I had my back towards the door, and the first thing I notice personally is that I get a guy coming in and should stab me here.
In your shoulder?
No, in my heart.
Yeah.
Yes, but he only gets here. One cut here. Mm. I'm very fortunate here that he doesn't get here, because I put my hands up. One guy, I feel him coming over my shoulders. Mm. My instant reaction is to push him off, and I do that, so he only gets here.
Olofsson was pointing to his shoulder when he said that. It was the second hotel attack in as many days. An Islamic State affiliate claimed the attack Thursday on a hotel in Cairo near the pyramids that did not wound anyone. Egypt has been battling an insurgency based on the northern Sinai Peninsula that grew following the 2013 military overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Well, gunmen later in the day killed two Egyptian police officers west of Cairo as they were driving to work. Egypt's Interior Ministry says the officers have been deployed to investigate the shooting, which took place Saturday in the Giza district. This is VOA News. Hundreds of French mosques opened their doors to the public Saturday and will do so again tomorrow in an effort to educate non-Muslims about their culture at a time when Islamic extremist attacks have fostered negative impressions of the faith. While not all of France's 2,500 mosques are participating in the event, the most prominent ones are, including the Grand Mosque of Paris. The effort is backed by the country's leading Muslim body, the French Council of the Muslim Faith. The president of the group, Anwar Kibikvech, told reporters that the mosques are inviting people to meet normal Muslims and partake in refreshments, guided tours, workshops and discussions, or even one of the five daily prayer sessions. The event, dubbed a brotherly cup of tea, takes place between the first anniversary of the extremist attacks on the satirical Charlie Hebdo magazine January 7th and on January 11th, which is the anniversary of the day millions of people took to the streets to show solidarity with the victims of those attacks. Fugitive Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been sent back to the Altiplano prison after being recaptured some 7 months after he escaped from the facility. Guzman was arrested Friday during a raid in the city of Los Mochis in Guzman's home state of Sinaloa. Hours later, he was shown to reporters dressed in a blue shirt and track pants, being transferred from an armored van to a helicopter that was to take him and at least one accomplice back to prison. Mexican Attorney General Arely Gomez-Gonzalez, who spoke to reporters late Friday, says Guzman's recapture was the product of a huge surveillance operation that involved a film crew that had been working on a biography of the drug trafficker. The Mexican Marines, acting on a tip, raided a home in Los Mochis just before dawn on Friday. Hundreds of far-right demonstrators gathered in the German city of Cologne to protest a rash of sexual assaults and robberies that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in that city. The attacks, which have been blamed on men of North African and Arab origin, fueled calls for tighter controls on the country's immigration policies. Saturday, hundreds of protesters from the anti-immigrant Pegida movement carried flags and banners, while nearby separate rallies were held by left-wing counter-demonstrators and a group protesting violence against women. Hundreds of police have been deployed near the city's main train station, with some mild clashes reported. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Saturday proposed changes to German law that would make it easier to deny asylum to refugees convicted of crimes. Chinese officials are investigating the bulldozing of a hospital with patients and doctors still inside in an incident that left bodies from the hospital morgue buried under a pile of rubble.
That's the latest world news from VOA.